This is a dictation for Melinda Shaw, S-H-A-W, date of birth, March 1471. Melinda is a 53-year-old lady, history of diabetes, at least for 15 years, started dialysis about a year ago. She came from Nevada. She's not sure if the ESRD related to diabetic nephropathy was following with primary care. She was not aware of kidney issues. Came to the emergency room at that time because of weakness, syncope, low blood pressure, and that's when they found that she needed dialysis. Right now has a right-sided AV fistula. She's moving back to Michigan where family resides. She takes Midodrine for low blood pressure. She mentioned extensive cardiological workup, apparently negative. Does not know any further details. Does not know if there has been any problems with hormones, adrenal glands, or similar. She says to have a fair appetite, denies vomiting, denies diarrhea, bleeding, still makes urine, denies infection, cloudiness of blood, no gross edema, minor neuropathy, denies retinopathy, denies chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea, denies use of oxygen inhaler, CPAP machine, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose, gums, headaches, no localized pain. Next paragraph, her past medical history for diabetes. Question prior high blood pressure. Denies coronary artery disease or heart problems. Denies TIAs, stroke, seizures. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding. No blood transfusion, liver disease. Question prior kidney stones. Urinary tract infection. The low blood pressure etiology unknown. Dialysis as indicated above. Denies smoking alcohol. Did smoke previously. Next paragraph, surgery for hysterectomy and the AV fistula, prior dialysis catheter. Apparently no renal biopsy has been done. Next paragraph, I review medications. Please refer to the chart. Next paragraph, she is alert, pleasant, oriented time free, no respiratory distress, non-focal, normal speech, normal skin mucosal, normal eyes, respiratory cardiovascular, no arrhythmia, no RALS consolidation pleural effusion, no palpable neck masses, no abdominal distension, no gross edema. She mentioned that she has lost probably 100 plus pounds. Apparently at the time of diagnosis with diabetes, 10, 15 years ago. Next paragraph. Chemistries are going to be obtained today. I review records from Nevada at the time of admission February of this year for another episode of syncope. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, end-stage renal disease, question related to diabetes and prior hypertension. No further information is available. I do not have information for kidney size obstruction or urinary retention. She is not aware of blood protein in the urine. When she started dialysis, despite following with primary care, she was not aware of progressive renal failure. No biopsy was done. Next number, right-sided AV fistula working well without Stilling syndrome. Next number, chronic hypotension and episodes of syncope, some of them associated with lactic acid. We will try to get records to see what workup has been done, which apparently has been negative, and based on that, added further testing or consultations to appropriate specialists. In the meantime, continue midodrine. Next paragraph, we discuss all the issues about dialysis, including nutrition, potassium, acid base, calcium phosphorus, secondary hyperparathyroidism, anemia. She wants to pursue renal transplant. She's choosing to University of Michigan as a transplant center. I knew her parents way back 26 years ago. We'll follow with results, end of dictation.